This is Pat.
Hey, Pat, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing?
All right.
So I got feedback from Steve, okay? On the first one, regarding the phone, right, with your carrier, he wasn't sure, so he forwarded me to OJ, who's another tech, right? OJ let me know that, what would have to happen is you guys would have to contact the carrier to see if they're blocking certain numbers, you know?
Okay.
So that may, and it's more than likely the case because, you know, when I call you, it works, but when I call Randy, it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? So,
I do, but since it doesn't block them for me and we're on the same carrier.
Right.
It would have to be a setting that Randy has done.
That's what I think too. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. But OJ said, there would be nothing we could do on our end. We'd have to hit up the carrier. The second one, though, on the QR code, so Steve said absolutely. He can create a Google QR code. I know you already have one, but he said he'll create one for you. Regarding the alternative, right, he recommended creating you a Yelp listing and making a QR code for Yelp because they don't require you to be logged into Google, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll tell Steve to go ahead and create that, get the QR code going, and then the phone carrier one, unfortunately, like, there's nothing we could do on our end, but your carrier should be able to help, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the QR that he's doing, what will be its function then?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Because, well, what I was talking about is that I could do more QR codes. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But what it would be you hit the QR code and it comes up with instructions.
Yeah. So what I asked him for was a QR code for reviews.
Yeah, we just have to bring up a page that has, if you are on this, here's your instructions how to do a Google, or if you're on this, and so I'll just have to work all that through and then create the QR and we can just work it from our side.
Right. No, it sounds like the same thing. So what I've seen when they have done those in the past is, like, you use the QR code, and it just brings up the reviews, right? So you're able to just put, like, 5 stars and then, you know, write whatever. So I told them you want an alternative to Google just in case – and it was smart of you – just in case clients don't have, like, you know, they have an AOL account or a – you know, whatever, anything other than a Gmail, you know. So he told me absolutely
okay.
He could get that done. Okay?
Okay, yeah. We'll let him do that, and then I'll see what it brings up, and then I'll just create some more QR codes for other phones, other devices.
Okay, good stuff. Good stuff. All right, brother. So look out for that call. It's coming up pretty soon here, too. It'll be between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., okay?
Right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.